Hi folks, I just thought I'd try this audio boot. I've not done it for a while. I'm sitting here playing some FIFA 10 and drinking San Miguel. I've just lost at FIFA 10. I'm not playing very well tonight somehow. I think I've got a slight blister on my thumb, but I'm not using that as an excuse. I'm just overplaying of FIFA 10 probably. I enjoyed the Arsenal AC Milan game today. I thought it was enjoyable, although I really thought we should have won the game. Undoubtedly we should have won the game. I was very impressed with their new signing. Shamak was excellent. Koscielny was very good. I thought he was excellent as well. Man of the match for me has got to be Samir Nasri. He was just excellent, and he's improving. I mean, as time goes on, I think he's a different Samir Nasri to what, well, we didn't have him last season. I know he was injured, but I really think he's going to crack on and be a very, very important player for Arsenal this season. As far as the AC Milan goal goes, I haven't mentioned the Arsenal goal yet. Arshavin came through from the centre after Kieran Gibbs managed to win the ball back, and he showed great strength. He could have been knocked out off his feet, but he kept on his feet and he played a perfectly weighted pass through to Shamak, who finished it like I would like to see him finishing. I'm really delighted with that. It was excellent. It's great for him to open his account, his first game at the Emirates. I'm really, really pleased for him. I think he's going to do really well for Arsenal. As far as the equaliser goes, although I wouldn't blame Fabianski at all for the goal, Arsene Wenger did say after the match he played well, but he possibly didn't command in that set piece. Now, the thing that worries me is that in the Premier League, as you all know, there'll be many, many balls hit into the box like that, from set pieces, and the goalkeeper has got to command, because AC Milan players weren't crowding him or anything. There was no pressure, but I'm certainly not blaming him for the goal. I mean, it wasn't his fault, but it's a big worry. I just hope that Arsene Wenger, I think he probably does know that he needs to strengthen there. Let's hope the hell he does. Or we won't win the league, not with the keepers we've got. If we get a good goalkeeper, someone, a top keeper, or even a nearly top keeper, I'd be delighted. But overall, I'm happy, and it's great to watch Arsenal again and watch a football match with no bloody vuvuzelas droning on. So anyway, folks, have a great weekend, and got Celtic tomorrow, and hopefully we'll stuff them.